Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We are going to be covering Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
We are, and Natalie's voice is kind of going to Hades because she's not feeling great. I'm not feeling particularly great either, but I'm going to probably do a little more talking this time.
I also just don't have a lot to say.
We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers for this movie. If you've not seen all the Star Wars movies, this might be one that you might have skipped. Revenge of the Sith, again, is one that is definitely worth seeing and definitely gives you good background for the whole series, so it's worth seeing. We are also having things to drink. I am calling mine, I can't decide between Sparkling Lava and Burning Love. What do you think?
I like Burning Love.
We're going with Burning Love. Mine has one more ingredient than yours, so both of ours have strawberry puree, grenadine, and the brut rosé that we had for the last movie, but I put a little bit of raspberry in mine, and I kind of like it.
I like mine. All right, let's get the synopsis over with. So, essentially what happens is that there's war going on that was orchestrated by Palpatine. On both sides, oddly enough, and he's just kind of like having chaos,
setting everything against the middle.
I guess. And so they're all fighting in this war, and he pretends to be captured, so they have to go save him. They bring him back, and it's revealed Padme's pregnant with Anakin's baby. Okay, sure. And she says baby. It only thinks it's one baby, which implies to me that in the, like, probably, like, 7 to 8 months that she has been pregnant up till this point.
Yeah, because she's about very, ready to very pop. Pregnant. She's very pregnant.
And so she has not gotten, like, an ultrasound of any kind.
No healthcare in this universe. What is going on?
Whatever. So they start freaking out. It's like, but our secret. It's like, but you're not really secret, are you? And
everyone actually knows.
Yeah. And so Anakin is told by Palpatine, hey, you're going to be my representative on the Jedi Council. And the Jedi Council are like, all right, you can be on the council, but you're not going to be a Jedi Master. And he gets all pissy about it. But
he has little temper tantrums throughout the early part of this movie. And then it just escalates.
Whatever. So he's all pissy about that, and he's having these dreams, much very similar to the ones he had about his mother, but about Padme dying in childbirth. And Padme's like, "Don't worry about that." And he's just like, "I can't help but worry because last time it was right."
Yeah. Well, as soon as he starts having them, whatever. But yeah, he goes and consults Yoda about it.
That's not important. Yoda's just like, be careful to like search your feelings and blah, blah, blah. The same shit he's been saying for three movies.
Well, he says is that just because you're having a dream doesn't mean it's going to come true.
That's what Padme said too. So again, this is pointless. And so he goes to Obi-Wan and he's like, I trust the Chancellor. Then Obi-Wan, knowing what he knows from last movie about Count Dooku, hey, oh, by the way, Count Dooku was killed by Anakin at the very beginning of this, and that was pretty unceremonious.
Except that he is egged on by Palpatine to do it. He knows that it is the rule in the Jedi Council that he's supposed to like bring him in for trial, but he kills him anyway.
So he's being manipulated by Palpatine. And,
obviously.
Yes. And Obi-Wan's concerned about him being split up because they're trying to send him on a side quest. And Anakin is going to probably be more under Palpatine's control. And you know what? That's exactly what happens. So
Way to go, Mace Windu.
Obi-Wan is sent over to investigate where General Grievous, who is the new Dooku, kind of, but not really.
Yeah, he's not the
actual. He doesn't make it to Dooku level, Dooku or Maul level, but he is there and he has multiple limbs and multiple lightsabers. So
yeah, this, I'm going to talk about
that. I don't care about General Grievous. He can go suck an egg, but
I find him interesting.
I don't. He's just an asthmatic robot that I don't fucking care about. And so Obi-Wan fights him, wins, obviously. And that's a whole lizard chase bullshit that happens. And I've got to be honest,
I like
this,
it.
I don't. I don't know why, but even though I said that I prefer this movie, I think there are many things I prefer about this movie to the other one, and it's probably still my preference, but it came real close between this and Attack of the Clones for me because
It does, but
it drags so much.
I think there is more plot development in the overarching nine movie plot in this than there is in Attack of the
Because they
Clones.
have to rush to the end. That's
Right.
why.
Right. It's like, oh shit, all those things you were supposed to do. We were having all this visual fun.
Yeah,
Wait a
exactly.
minute.
It was so pointless. And they still have visual fun instead of plot development in this movie, and it pisses me off. So, what happens is that they're all freaking out about it and about like all these possibilities of like, hey, maybe there's some unrest and whatever. That doesn't even happen. What am I talking about? So, Anakin figures out that, surprise, surprise, Palpatine is a Sith Lord. And Obi-Wan did not mention that to him, which is bizarre that, like, he doesn't mention, hey, Dooku said this. But especially considering how close he was, but I guess he didn't. But at this point in the game, Palpatine has been promising, hey, I know that you are concerned about your wife dying in childbirth, even though like he never really mentioned that. I know you're concerned about that. I can help you. You can learn the ways of the dark side of the Force and you can save her. And Anakin's like, okay, maybe I need to help him out. He mentions the whole Sith Lord thing to Mace Windu. Mace Windu goes to confront the guy and bring him to justice. And Anakin's like, no, don't kill him. It's not the Jedi way. And then proceeds to disarm, literally, Mace Windu and leaves the opening for Palpatine to l force lightning him to off the side of his apartment, his office, whatever.
Well, right. So, yeah, fucking Anakin. I'm gonna bitch about him in my cons for sure.
So he's like, okay, well, you're my master now, I guess. It's like, okay, whatever.
It was pointed out by one of our primary listeners that 20 seconds ago you were wanting to bring him in for trial for crimes against the Republic, and now it's like, okay, you're my master now.
It's bizarre. And the pacing sucks. And so he goes off to the Jedi Temple and starts killing kids, and not really prompted. Just, hey, get rid of the Jedi because the Jedi are the ones turning against us. It's like that's not what's happening at all, but whatever.
No, and they don't even know that you're part of the problem. You could have hidden this for a long time beyond this, but basically what's happening is that Palpatine's decided it's time for me to do a full reveal. Let's go.
Yeah. So essentially, what happens after that is a lot of killing of Jedi because the stormtroopers answer to Palpatine, not to anybody else. And which would have served them very well of knowing that, but they didn't know because he funded both armies. And Obi-Wan almost gets killed, Yoda almost gets killed, but they save themselves and they meet up and they're like, what the fuck is happening? They find some security hologram footage of Anakin turning to the dark side and killing kids, and are like,
Now,
fuck.
honestly, Yoda already knew or suspected. Obi-Wan's like, I have to see it because I don't want to believe it.
Yeah. And so Obi-Wan's like, hey, Padme, where's your husband? And she's
Well,
just like, oh
let's
no,
back up just
I
a
don't
minute because
know.
Yoda's like, I'm going to take care of the Emperor, and you need to take care of Anakin. You need to manage this. And Obi-Wan's like, please don't. I really, he's my brother. I can't do this. And Yoda's like, I have more power with the Force than you, so I've got to confront the Emperor you've got to handle Anakin. There's only the two of us, so use what we've got. But yes, Obi-Wan goes to talk to Padme, and have we talked about the fact that they voted him emperor already?
Well, he was mentioning it. No, in the Senate, he is like, I'm going to start a new empire. And I'm just like, okay, you couldn't have like doled this out like gradually instead of just being like, empire. It's just like, it feels rushed and it feels unplanned, even though this is supposedly all a part of the plan.
That big plan.
Like, this is so fucking stupid. And this is exactly my point of like, why didn't it, as soon as you got the power, why didn't you just do this if this is what you were going to do anyway?
But again, I think
You've
she
had
was.
10 years to slowly, gradually do this. But no, you had to
Yeah,
wait for him to come of age.
but part of what he needed too was a reason to kill off the Jedi, right? Like, you can kill off the Jedi, but people are going to say, hey, as opposed to, oh, they're rebelling against me. Look at all my injuries, man. Look at what they've done to me, but I'm going to be strong.
He could have done that sooner.
I'm sure that he could have, but he wanted, apparently, I guess Anakin claims that he's twice as strong as he was the last time he confronted Dooku. I don't know.
I don't
He's feeling
know.
his midichlorians
I
growing.
guess.
I've been making a lot of midichlorian jokes in our house when we're watching these movies, so I'm
Yeah.
apologizing upfront.
So Padme is approached by Obi-Wan as like, hey. I think Anakin's turned to the dark side. She's like, Anakin? It couldn't be. And
You
I'm
dumbass.
so sorry, but you had a whole, like, maybe 2 minute silent scene of you and Anakin separately looking out the window, very, very sad, and you, like, breaking down crying about, like, how he's changing. You knew that this was happening. And also, last movie, he killed a whole village of women and children. Like, this is not news to you. This should not be news. This isn't, it's not hard to put together.
It's not.
You guys are just so fucking stupid.
Yes.
And so she goes off to find him on Mustafar, which is a lava volcanic eruption,
Planet.
whatever
Oh, it's
planet.
fun. It is a great location for what they use it for, I
Yeah,
think.
I agree. And so she goes off, and Obi-Wan sneaks a ride, and so they both get there. She's like, "Hey, he told me all this shit. Like, what's up with you?" And she's just like, "But I could overthrow the tra chancellor, and then we could rule the galaxy."
And she's
And
like,
I'm
that's
so
not what I want.
That, but also, that's his plan, like in episode six of like, hey, son, let's, oh, shit. No,
Giving it away.
whatever. You don't know who I'm talking about.
But she will.
But she will. And also, if you don't, then this end of this movie is going to be a spoiler for you, too.
Yep.
But so him being like, hey, son, I can overthrow the Emperor. We can be rulers of space. I'm sorry, you had 16 years. Sorry, 18 years
At
to
least.
implement this plan that you had 18 years ago, and you still haven't done it. And that's my point. None of his goals change in 18 years, and it's still
It
stupid.
existed even before that in the field when they're talking about systems of government. He's like, I could kind of be dictator and force people to do shit. This is exactly what he has wanted all along. And that's part of the reason he is so pro-emperor. Like, well, that makes sense to me in my, like simplistic brain. Sure.
But
Yeah.
she's like, no, I don't want that. I mean, he's just like, you traitor. How could you not want the same things I want? Which, first of all, is not a relationship. Like, a relationship is two people like figuring things out together. That is not like, I have this idea to become a dictator and you better like it. It's just like,
Because
no.
dictator,
So,
that would be DICK dictator, like
yeah.
a little potato.
So he like force chokes her for like 30 seconds and she immediately passes out. And
You can actually kill somebody. I think it's like 60 to 90 seconds by choking them.
But that's not how long it took. But and also, like, she has been sidelined and weakened in this movie to a point where it just pisses me off.
Oh yeah, it should.
Because even when she was most damsel in distress last movie, she still had a blaster and was w not willing to go down without a fight. She didn't want security. She wanted to defend herself and like all that shit. So the fact that she is such a barefoot, pregnant, boring character,
Yeah, she's very domesticated in this, and
I hate
it
it.
is the hormone pregnancy thing, I assume.
But I feel like hormones for Padme would go the other way.
Yeah, I kind of do too, and I kind of
Of
feel like,
anger and like resentment and like more along the lines of what she says at the Senate hearing about the whole empire thing, her going, and so this is how Liberty dies with thunderous applause. Like her being upset about that and
yeah,
angry
and
and
she's
wanting
also.
to confront her husband and wanting to do this, wanting
She
to get
defies
stuff
a
into action.
conspiracy. I mean,
Yes, but none of that's in keeping with the rest of the character that we are shown in this movie or any of the others.
right. So let's get
So
on with
yeah,
it.
she's knocked out and Obi-Wan shows up and he fights Anakin because he needs to
Manage him, and he says
yeah.
all the right stuff because Anakin's like, "You turned her against me.
You
You're
turned her
killing her." It's
against
like, no,
you turned
yeah,
her against you.
you are doing this all by your lonesome, loser boy. You can't just blame everybody else for the things that you do,
Yeah,
which is absolutely
but he's
true.
in incel mode and like just doing whatever the fuck he's doing. And so they fight on the lava planet for a good 10 minutes.
It's a
And
great looking fight, I gotta tell you. Some
it
of these
gets a
fights are
little
amazing.
campy, but you know what part of these prequels aren't at this point. And so they have this confrontation and it ends with Obi-Wan having recut his arm off and cut both of his legs off, and he's like on the precipice of a lava stream, and Obi-Wan's just so disappointed and angry, and he leaves him to burn and die. Which, of course, since he has plot armor, he doesn't die, but
He also has armor, as it turns out.
apparently, and so Palpatine finds Anakin and makes him a robot suit. And by the time, by the, before this, he had named him Darth Vader. So spoiler alert for the original trilogy. But so Obi-Wan takes Padme to the doctor, and they're like, "Hey, she's ha she we need to get have her babies now, so that because she's lost the will to live."
Yeah, they say they're going to do surgery because honestly, if you've lost the will to live, are you actually going to push and whatever and give birth?
But she does.
Unlikely, but she does, even though they say they're having surgery, they're not. She's
It's not a
pushing.
C-section. Unless it's a C-section without fucking anesthesia, it's
She's talking to Obi-Wan, giving babies
Luke and
names,
Leia.
and she's also like, they're still good in him. And then like she
And then
just
she just falls
dies.
and dies. That's not how that works.
That's not.
That's not how that works.
Here's
I
the
feel
warning.
like if they were con I felt like their concern was that she wouldn't take care of herself to the point that she would be able to carry to term. I thought that they were like, okay, well, she has lost the will to live, so she won't eat, she won't drink, she won't do whatever she needs to do to maintain the health and safety of these babies. So we need to get them out of her, and then she can do whatever the fuck she wants to herself. And I thought that was the general idea. But she just drops dead, perfectly healthy.
Gives up the midichlorians.
Unclear on how that works, but I'm sure there's going to be somebody being like, "Oh, well, this has happened in this case," and it's like, "Yeah, but that's not common, is it?" So either way, she's dead, and I think they easily could have just made this so much easier on themselves and been like, "Yeah, she's bleeding out," like that. It happens in childbirth, you
It
know,
does. I mean, you could
and.
actually die in childbirth, and it would mean that Anakin's prediction was accurate, but it wasn't.
No, she just loses the will to live. I think they
Because of
just, I
him.
think, yeah, I was about to say, they're just trying to make it more his fault, even though, like, you, again, it could have, I mean, him, like, putting his dick inside her is also his fault.
Spreading the midichlorians.
Yeah, so technically it is his fault.
Well, I mean, all of the things that happened with Padme. I mean, there is a will issue for her, but again, I think I agree with you. I think that she would instead be willing to fight for her children, and she is not, and it's surprising. But anyway, so At the very end, we see the rise of what we know to be Darth Vader. He physically is all put together again, and Palpatine has him rise up. And the first thing he asks is, "Where's Padme?" And the Emperor's like, "Oh, you killed her." And he does this really embarrassing, "No," which, up until this point, like it's, Darth Vader is not that guy. And I guess we're supposed to think that he is, but going forward, you're not going to see anything even remotely like that from him. And spoiler. So, what were your pros?
Music. The music's always great. Costumes, they're still good. They're not as good as last movie, but they're still good. Darker themes. I do like that they take things up a notch. And like with Order 66, killing all the Jedi and killing the even killing the kids. But I feel like it's unmotivated in some ways with the killing the kids, at least.
It's just power.
Yeah, but what are the kids doing? Like,
I think
there's
it
one
just shows
instant.
how dependent he is, I guess, on
There's
them.
one instance of the kids putting up a fight, and I would understand him being like, "All right, well, now I see these people as my enemy. Now I need to kill all of them." That would make sense to me. But that instance is not with Anakin, it is with other stormtroopers. So I don't understand what the deal is with that. The final battle, in essence, I like it. I like the setting, and I also like the general tone of, "I have failed you as a master. I should have kept you more on the light side. I should have done more." And then just the pure anger from Anakin. And
I think we failed, and that's a theme also for Yoda. I think we failed to mention the fact that Yoda fights the Emperor and loses.
yeah,
Go
I don't
ahead.
care about that. The cast, I think Ewan McGregor is still great. Natalie Portman, given the very little she is given, is good. And I think Palpatine's actor is fantastic. I've been neglecting to mention him because he obviously his character has been extremely one note. But I think that seeing a lot more of him in this movie helped me to see like how great of a
Performance.
job he's doing.
Yeah. Evil laugh. Oh my God. Great evil
Iconic quotes. "Hello there.
laugh.
Do it." And no. And fine ideas about corrupting Anakin. I think that there were good ideas in there. I think that using Padme is a good idea, but I also think that more of the corruption within the Jedi Council would have been a better idea of exploiting that, of being like, "Hey, well, you don't want to be a part of these people anyway because they don't see you as like a credible voice of authority or somebody who can keep their emotions in check enough. You don't have to keep your emotions in check over here. You can do whatever you want over here. We don't care about all of that." Like, I feel like
Yeah,
they
they
get to
don't
the
show
ship.
the benefits of the dark
They
side.
really don't, other than, hey, you get cool hoods and you get a red lightsaber.
Well,
Like,
and maybe you can stop death, which they kind of make out to be this like major motivation, but it doesn't hit.
I mentioned this while we were watching that Anakin is so concerned about Padme dying in childbirth. And then when he finds out that regardless of what he did, turning to the dark side, all of it, she still died in childbirth, technically speaking, even though Palpatine's like, "You killed her." It's like, yeah, kinda. And him being devastated, he doesn't think for 2 seconds of like, "Well, you promised me she wouldn't die.
Right. You
You
didn't
promised
intervene.
me
You
and you
didn't try
didn't
to
do
save
anything,
her.
did you?"
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, going forward, I'm going to bitch about this now because it will never, ever be an issue in any of the movies going forward. He doesn't go to find out what happened to her or his kids at all. He doesn't hunt down the information, which, admittedly, Anakin's not really a genius. He's just kind of the muscle. I
No.
get that, but at the same time, unlike Obi-Wan, who's kind of like, I want to see it. I want to know what actually happened. There's information available. Look for it.
I would have killed for him to. I wouldn't have killed. It's not that deep, but I would have loved to have seen had like they we see a little bit of Padme's funeral. I would have been so happy if we had gotten to see like him all like burnt to a crisp in the background or something, watching as she is taken
It's
on Naboo.
like, you know she's dead. You know, like, she would have been
Have them
taken to
some
Naboo.
confirmation, bud.
Yeah, like, go and find out, like, where she's buried. Give honor to her, something.
Literally,
This
like,
is the
come
love of your
on.
life and the whole reason that you're evil. Why?
That's why I think that they shouldn't have made only the crux Padme.
Yeah.
I think they should have focused more on like, hey, these are the benefits of the here's a pro con list, bro. Like, here's our pitch for the dark side. We have cookies, we have red lightsabers, and we
That are
get
like
cool
burnt
hoods.
lava.
We get cool hoods, my guy.
Red
And so
lightsabers are awesome. They're the best
they are
color.
cool. And that's another thing about that I'd like to mention really quickly, the whole lightsaber thing. I wish that it wasn't only kyber crystals that like made it one specific
Oh,
color.
they returned with your
I
fourth
would have
use.
loved
Yeah.
that, because especially like he has these moments with his blue lightsaber in this, and then he still has a blue lightsaber for the final battle. I wish that it turned right before he was about to kill the younglings.
The only reason it couldn't is we need for Obi-Wan to have the lightsaber for future movies.
Yeah, that's true. It is blue. All right, fine, whatever. That's
Eventually,
boring.
but
But
it's
that would be in Luke's possession. So
in Obi-Wan's
yeah,
possession.
it's all you using it.
It's in a
Maybe it's like a
tiny
wand. It
electronic.
changes allegiances.
It could be. That would be cool,
That
but
would be
no.
cool, but they don't do
That is not a thing. That is a J.K. Rowling thing, and good for her.
that.
Any other n pros?
No.
I have more pros than you. I
Enough
know that's not
shocking to
surprising.
me.
No. Honestly, I think I'm just in the habit of writing down a lot of stuff when we watch these movies. So, like, some there were things that jumped out of at me. Heroes on both sides is in the crawl. Like,
That's
what
so
the fuck
dumb.
is this?
Like, what
Like,
do you
I.
mean, heroes on both
That actually
sides?
should be a con, but it wasn't one of the first things I wrote down. I'm like, what in the hell? I do think there are very cool battles in this, particularly like the opening space battle is awesome. I think it's really cool. I think there's some really good battles in this sequence where they're saving the, I'm going to call him the Emperor because he's the Emperor. But Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan is very, very cool. And I think that it matters more how cool Obi-Wan is. And I don't think I've mentioned this. And if I did, I apologize. I'm repeating myself. One of the things that we're dealing with Obi-Wan as a character is in the original trilogy, he is played by Alec Guinness, who at that point was old, slow, not, I mean, he had this amazing voice and presence, kind of like a Christopher Lee, but he was not like very physical, and you didn't ever get the sense, like, you got the sense that his, great battles were so far in the past that, like, he wasn't even capable of doing much of anything. And I think one of the great things that Ewan McGregor does with this as a character is he keeps this very calm British delivery, slightly sarcastic, that you get with Alec Guinness. So there is like some semblance of credibility that he is the same person, but he brings this physicality to being a Jedi Knight that is very, very cool to see. And again, that's not something we really saw, and we're going to talk about when we do the original trilogy, which will be next. But there's a lot of physical ability that he shows with this that is really, like, remarkable given that our understanding of this character is he's very refined. You can see him drinking tea. He's not, he doesn't come across as that guy from the original trilogy. So I find that character development very cool.
Tatooine ages him.
Yeah, Tatooine really fucking ages people, apparently. Anakin's ship looks like a yellow TIE fighter, very much like what we see in the original trilogy, and it spins much like the original trilogy. Awesome. Jennifer Grievous, which I know you don't care about, I think he,
Jennifer Grievous?
General Grievous, I apologize, is really fucking creepy.
Is that his wife?
Is really fucking creepy. He is a very cool villain. What he is he is a human who has very few human parts left. He's got like a heart, some eyes, maybe a spinal cord. But the rest of him is mechanical, and that's part of the reason he comes across as very inhuman. But because he has those slightly human features, it makes him creepier, I think. He's
I don't
very
feel like he has
skeletal.
enough human features for
But
the effect to have the
he has
same
cool
impact on
abilities.
me.
Yeah, he has cool abilities though. And as a, like, okay, you're thinking about how to fight this guy who's got four arms, four lightsabers, they're spinning. The fact that Obi-Wan's able to do this, fucking awesome. I think it's great. The Emperor finally revealing himself and his plan and like reveling in it. I enjoy that performance. I think it's great. The Wookiees, we get to see a lot of Wookiees. We get to see Chewbacca early on. Again, there's a continuity error. I'm going to talk about those in my cons with that. But I think looking at Kashyyyk is cool, and the way they fight is kind of cool. We don't get to see very much of that. There are more interesting alien life forms too. So where Obi-Wan has this battle with General Grievous, the planet has like these indigenous aliens that are scary looking, but they are clearly on our side. But I did write down, it's like Obi-Wan as Newt Scamander. It's like Fantastic Beasts and What Planets to Find Them On,
I
you
know,
know?
literally.
I mean, he's like riding on this lizard that makes like wild noises but has feathers. It's fun. Anakin telling Mace Windu about Palpatine, I think that's a good thing, but then he fucks it up. Mustafar, great setting for that final battle. Again, the battle sequences here are just really, really good. And I said it in the last episode, and I will reiterate it here. Hayden Christensen with a lightsaber, he's excellent. He does a great job. And he is admittedly scary looking. I like Obi-Wan as a light side guy and his reaction to being betrayed. I think that in every way he reacts to the betrayal like you want a Jedi Knight to react to it. He does not get, he's disappointed. He's upset in a disappointed way as opposed to a vengeful way. He's not pure defense like we've seen with Yoda, but he is very much, he's willing to fight, but he's sad that he has to. And I think that that is really an important character trait that he's portraying really well. I like the glowy contacts for the Sith. I like that the Emperor has them. I like that Anakin has them. That's great. They look extra evil. Both of the ending fights are visually stunning. The one with the Emperor and Yoda, it's visually stunning. I mean, it is, there are cool things involved in this. The Duel of the Fates music, fantastic. The music throughout, we've said this before. I really feel like in so many ways, on so many levels, John Williams is carrying this whole franchise. His work is amazing here. Ewan McGregor, again, he also carries the emotional weight for these battles with Anakin. Even though, again, Anakin, and he's going to be a bad part, and I have a nickname for him, but he's better than he was in Attack of the Clones, but he's still not good. I love Bail Organa as a character. Senator Organa, who steps up, he's like the one human who helps out these two abandoned Jedi. He does a great job, and he ends up adopting Leia. Fantastic. I love seeing Darth Vader rise. It's like, ooh, but we also get a little bit of Frankenstein and screaming no and things like that, which is silly. Padme in her coffin looking like Ophelia. That's really excellent. And started making me think, are there Hamlet parallels here? I have not thought that through, so we don't have to discuss that unless you want to. And I really love hearing Leia's theme and Luke's theme. As they are being put in their new environments, and again, characters that are very, very important to the original trilogy. So that was everything about Isabelle.
All right, my cons, General Grievous, that asthmatic weirdo. I don't really,
Like
I don't connect to him at all. I think, much like Darth Maul, I think he would be a lot cooler if he didn't talk as much.
it.
Because it's not like the talking is doing anything.
Yeah, I don't watch him for dialogue.
Exactly. And I mean, does he have interesting fight an interesting fight style? Yes, but they almost immediately, well, I say they, Obi-Wan almost immediately cuts off two of his arms. So he's just dealing with two lightsabers, which he has done before. And so I just, I don't know. I don't know what it is about him. I like if we had gotten a little bit more of a peek behind like the man who was created into this, or just I know that there's probably some like random comic book or some shit that explains General Grievous's backstory. I don't necessarily need all of that. I just need something that makes him more interesting
Yeah,
than him coughing.
I think him as a
Because I'm
man.
coughing. That doesn't make me interesting.
I think I'm sure there is a backstory somewhere. And I agree with you that would make him better as a villain. I think that one of the things that would be really important to me is if Palpatine actually was the one who made sure that he had all these mechanical things,
Yeah,
because that's what he does for Vader. And I
that
think,
would make a lot of sense. It's like this is how far it can go. Like that would be interesting, but they don't do that.
No.
Palpatine's plan and being super obvious. So I'm not I guess I understand why he got himself captured, considering he wanted Anakin to kill Dooku, but there were no guarantees that that was going to work. So he put a lot of
Someone
faith.
to kill Dooku. He is a chaos theory guy in many respects. He wants it to be Anakin, and he's hoping that the stars are going to align and they're going to get there. But
But at this point, like again, if that was motivated by something other than being like, well, you're not my apprentice anymore. I want this guy to be my apprentice. What I wanted was for him to find out that Dooku sold him out. And he was like, okay, well, fuck you, and then kill him. That's fine. That's all I needed of like a little mini vignette of like, I know what you did. And then Dooku being like, oh, but that was just to throw them off the scent master. It's like, well, you didn't. And
I don't
killing
think
him.
Dooku sold him out at all. I think that this was the Emperor's plan all along. He was just waiting for Anakin to get to the point that he wanted Anakin to get to, and then he was going to get rid of whoever his apprentice was. I also think that Anakin is just, I know that's part of my cons. Go ahead.
Okay. Writing. There are three quotes that I would like to discuss right now. First, hold me like you did on the Lake of Naboo. No plotting, no politics, no war. Girl, I'm so sorry. But what the time you're referring to, and we know this, because she refers to it as many years ago or so long ago, however long that was.
Not that long.
Not that long ago, clearly. But, during that time, she was literally there was an assassination attempt out for you, and that was motivated by politics, and it led to a war. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Or are you talking about after the wedding, which was definitely after the war started? What are you talking about, moron?
Unclear. Killing younglings. No, not Anakin. He couldn't. He literally killed a whole village full of men, women, and children. I am so sorry. This is exactly why you sh and I mentioned this last episode. This is exactly why you should have waited to have that conversation in this movie, not in last movie, because this should make perfect sense to her. And you can again have this awful like this is the reaction we were looking for last movie of like, oh my God, you did all of that? How could you do that? And her feeling very betrayed. But then she didn't say that for the last people because, oh, well, they took his mom. And it's just like, okay, but girl, what?
They're human. Well, these
You
are
are a
their
pacifist.
children.
You are a pacifist. It's like if Rachel from Outlander was suddenly like, oh, you killed like a village full of people. All right, man, whatever you needed to
She's
do.
pretty tolerant of Jamie doing stupid
She's
shit.
tolerant, but she's not that tolerant. She's not. Maybe I have not watched the new season of Outlander.
Haven't either.
And then only Sith deals in absolutes. That's an absolute statement, you absolute dumbass.
I included that also, and I would like to point out that Yoda tries to deal in absolutes too.
It all the time, so them saying that is stupid. They should have just completely cut the line. It didn't make a difference.
Well, I think it's just the kind of simplistic statement that someone like Anakin might latch onto, like,
No, but that was Obi-Wan saying
yeah, but I mean,
it.
It's the kind of thing he thinks that maybe, I don't know.
No, Obi-Wan said it. It makes no sense. And it's in the final battle. It makes no sense. But Obi-Wan says other stuff that makes a lot of sense in that of just like, then you are lost. Then I failed you and I'm sorry. And like you, he says a lot of really like powerful and like on the nose, but also like clear things in that. And then he says that. And I'm like, no. Constant mindless droid fights. I'm getting a little fatigued with the constant mindless droid fights. And I got fatigued in the very beginning of this movie because it just wasn't ending. Like wherever they would go, even in the elevator they took to go up to find Palpatine, there were droids that they just cut through immediately. Like they don't present a threat anymore. So I don't feel like there are stakes to any of those fights. So I even General Grievous, even though he's like more half human, half whatever, it's less than half, absolutely. But I genuinely think it's like it just took me out of it a little bit and it was annoying.
Yeah, they've made them less threatening, and I think that that's silly and
In the first movie,
inappropriate.
they were like threatening enough with like the force fields and like all that stuff, and they're still kind of afraid of them. They back off from them, but all the other ones, they just cut through easily. Separating Anakin and Obi-Wan for the most of the movie, again, I understand why they do it for the most part, but I feel like up until this point, we needed way more of seeing them and their dynamic. And we saw more of it in this movie than we did the last movie. So it's kind of like half a bad part. But it still wasn't enough for me to feel like, okay, yes, they're like brothers. They are this, they're that, they are the other. And I didn't feel it as much in the final battle, which it would have been so much more impactful in the final battle if I had seen more of it. Baby timeline and technology. Don't know it's twins. When did she find out? That's all I've got to say about that. Obi-Wan side quest. I don't like General Grievous, and I don't really like his new lizard friend. So it doesn't really amount to anything. He finds out the same information that all the other Jedi find out at the same time. So it really doesn't make a difference.
It is the Emperor's excuse for Executive Order 66, or executing Order 66, which is to kill all the Jedi. Because General
Obi-Wan
Grievous,
specifically?
because Obi-Wan has killed General Grievous, and Grievous, like, all of his discussion, like, okay, as long as Grievous is alive, I still have a war. It's like, oh shit. Once Grievous is gone, I don't have a war. I don't have the power. They're going to take the power back. So that is my green light to say, I've got to be Emperor, the Jedi rebelling. We got to kill the Jedi. That is a trigger for him.
I never thought of it as a trigger. I thought of him killing Mace Windu as a trigger.
No.
But we can have our different interpretations, but I still don't like the side quest. I don't really think it does a lot other than kill General Grievous in a very long, drawn out and campy fight. That I just it again, and maybe if I watched this on any other day, I would feel differently, but not today. Random Jedi flips. I'm getting sick and tired of their random Jedi flips that add nothing to a fight. And I'm sure I've mentioned this on the podcast before, that I do love really well choreographed fights. I don't like it when fights randomly add gymnastics. I think that that's useless. I really don't understand why they add it so often into fights nowadays, like the random Jedi flips and a quick aerial or a quick cartwheel or like whatever. A back
You're
hand
leaving
spring.
yourself vulnerable, which of
Yeah,
course it does for
exactly.
Anakin. He loses his leg, he's like, go.
Exactly. And so I just get so tired of them, and it also makes it a little bit harder to watch the fight because I didn't mention this last movie, I should have, but when Yoda's fighting Count Dooku, I honestly think that they were just like, all right, well, he's CGI, so he can go wherever we need him to. So Christopher Lee just start swinging around like a madman.
Yeah,
And
we'll just
so,
CGI
yeah,
him
we'll just
in.
add Yoda wherever you end up. And so Yoda's jumping and flipping all around the place, and it gets really disorienting. And it's just like, okay, well, what the fuck is
Well,
this?
but that's part of the reason George Lucas is kind of amazing. He can do all this visual stuff and the sound editing and everything else that goes with a fight like that. But it is pure, almost entirely CGI. And the problem is that, again, we are expending all of the effort and all of the budget and all of the everything on that, as opposed to, like, I don't know, some
The
actual
plot.
story. Or some actual direction of humans.
The flip in Anakin's character is way too quick, and
Yes.
I have always thought that. I felt it even more this rewatch, and again, I think they could have done something more progressive starting last movie, or even starting the first movie, him starting to see like the cracks in the Jedi Order. And again, it would have been interesting for him to have a point and like him being like, well, yes, this is actually a major flaw in the Jedi Order that like he's trying to convey to them, but they're not listening or whatever. But it only comes off as him being a petulant child. So I feel like the movie could have done something interesting of like, he actually has a point. Like, for example, like Black Panther, the Killmonger, I believe is his name, played by Michael B. Jordan. He has a point of like, yeah, you have all this technology surrounds in the surrounding areas, they have nothing. And he actually has a point to what he's trying to do and why he is trying to do it. And it actually makes sense to the audience, and they can maybe sympathize a little bit, even though his methods are wrong and all that stuff. So why couldn't they do something similar for Anakin when he's the protagonist? Like, have him have a point and not be like, but what if tyranny was a thing? It's like, no, that's not, you're not making a good case for yourself.
It's not like Killmonger makes a good case for tyranny either, which is basically what he's going for as well. But I think part of it is we get a better acted backstory
Well,
for
Michael
him.
B. Jordan can act circles around
Yeah, I
Hayden
mean, he's
Christensen
amazing.
any day, easily.
Yeah.
Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
Padme being sidelined and dying of a broken heart is stupid to me. And Padme has been such a big part of this franchise. She was a major player in both of these last two movies, and now she's just kind of sitting there pregnant and doing nothing. I think, and here's the thing, they could have easily have, and not that I really like the politics angle of any of these movies, but they could have used her for that instead, because she wasn't going to be a part of any of many of the action sequences because she's pregnant. And so it's like, okay, well, make her work the political angle of like being like, hey, she mentions very briefly to Anakin, hey, do you think we're on the wrong side? Do you think the Palpatine's maybe not that great?
See her interact with other politicians. The only politicians we've seen her interact with are Palpatine. We've not seen her interact with Bail Organa, although we guess that.
He came in for very briefly at the very end when she says the Liberty Dies line.
But again, we don't see him interacting with her. We just see her making a speech in his presence. And we don't really get a sense that she's working the political angles. I mean, something that they actually address a little bit in Andor,
Yeah, I
and I
was about
think
to
that's kind
say.
of cool.
Andor at least does something with it. Jedi being dumb and blind, it again, much like last episode, it's the same issue of it really makes me question their competence. And like, are you fucking stupid? Like Mace Windu, who has been warned by Obi-Wan, who was told by Count Dooku himself, hey, the Senate is being overrun by the Sith Lord and there's the dark side everywhere. And it's like, okay, well, clearly means Palpatine. We don't trust Palpatine. Then Anakin, not super long after, maybe a couple months later, comes up to him and is like, hey, I think I figured it out. I think Palpatine might be a Sith Lord. And he's like, a Sith Lord? You're kidding. Are you sure? It's like, what do you mean, are you sure? Of course he
It
is.
just reminded me of that line from Get Smart, Siegfried, a Sith Lord. Oh, come on. Sorry, it's just
Did you
interesting.
say
Did
Siegfried?
you say Sith? It was very reminiscent. And we all know I love Samuel Jackson. I'm sorry. Were there other bad parts for you?
There's one more.
Okay.
Here's an idea. Let's send one of the kids to a step family in Tatooine. That's dumb.
He's
That's
really
real
dumb.
dumb.
It's
Leia at
spectacular.
least is protected by, hey, we had a passing acquaintanceship with this guy, and he wants a daughter, and it's like, okay, fine, whatever, send her off with them, that's fine, she should be safe. Meanwhile, you're like, okay, where's the last place he'd look, even though he went there last movie? And met these people.
I
Yeah,
wonder.
it would be so easy to track the ship down if you made any kind of effort at
And
all.
they kind of do in Kenobi. Kinda.
Okay. Yeah,
Kinda.
sorta. Anyway, but what I haven't seen Kenobi in a while. I'd like to watch it again because again, I enjoyed a fair bit of that, and mostly, of course, because of Ewan McGregor and the girl who plays Leia is fantastic. Is that everything?
Yeah, that's all I wrote down.
Anakin the mannequin. I think that's kind of clever because he is very, very stiff. I mean, if
He's
it's just
better in this movie than anyone
he is
thinks.
better. But the rhyme didn't come to me until now, so that's when you get it. That's the way it goes. Sorry. There are huge continuity problems with this movie versus the other Star Wars movies in the franchise, and of course, the original trilogy being what all of us old people started out with. You have a bunch of things that are like, how the fuck did this happen? R2-D2 can fly? Really? Are you fucking kidding me? There are so many Imperial weapons that exist in this universe that don't exist. Like the Empire, like there are these buzz droids, all this other stuff. The Empire should be improving with Palpatine. I mean, their weaponry and everything else should be getting
16 years
stronger.
later, things are worse.
Things are worse. Why is that? Maybe dictatorship bad. Anyway, so I don't know where the continuity thought process is. It
And
makes no
that's kind of
sense.
like an Achilles heel of like having a prequel set in a sci-fi universe. Like you could do something cool like in Hunger Games where it's like a little bit more like we see the technology that they used for the arena in the original Hunger Games movies and all that stuff. And then we get the prequel about President Snow and the arena is a lot more
Simplistic.
yeah and mechanical and a
Yeah.
lot rough more rustic. Whereas in this, it's like, oh no, everything's way better. And also, our holograms, so much clearer, and people can sit into holographic chairs.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. The Emperor tries to get Anakin to leave Obi-Wan. It's like, Obi-Wan, like Anakin, you should really be getting the clue here. That this guy is not on the Jedi side. He really is not. He's telling you to kill somebody against your Jedi rules. He's telling you to leave Obi-Wan behind. There's a reason for this. Think about it. But he doesn't. The stupid quote pseudoscience is so bad. General Grievous breaks through a window while in space in a spaceship. And people don't get sucked out and or die from exposure or anything else. No, we've got Anakin and Obi-Wan
It's
and
remedied in the sequel movie if it makes you feel any better.
is it Remedies? Really?
Well, it happens again in a sequel
And
movie.
they die? Yeah.
Well, most of them
No.
do.
Well, but there are people outside spaceships in that shouldn't be and survive. It is idiotic, it is stupid, it is annoying. Padme being stupid. You've already enumerated some of the reasons and that I feel like Padme is being stupid, but she's being extra stupid. She's very damsel in distress with this. And yes, she's pregnant, and it gives her an excuse a little bit, but it is so poor and it really does not do service to her character or anything else, in my opinion. There's fucking stupid dialogue. We've talked about it. Anakin being so gullible. Like, I really am starting to think that, well, not starting, I'm acknowledging that he is about as gullible as a 12-year-old boy. And he's not supposed to be that. There's poor editing and pacing. We've talked about a lot of that. There are these very long sequences with holding people by the lake at Naboo and stuff like that. And it's not compelling visually. It's beautiful, but that doesn't make it compelling. Those two are different things. The Jedi sucking at against Palpatine. Like, so Mace Windu shows up with three other Jedi to take him under arrest, and they all, like, the three other guys die almost immediately. And Mace Windu is doing pretty well until, like, Anakin gets stupid. And Mace Windu feels the need to explain himself or justify himself to Anakin. He should just do what he wants to do. Or maybe he's like trying to avoid having a witness. I don't know. It's poor. Anakin knows that Palpatine is bad at this point. So Palpatine, it when I think back on this movie, I sometimes remember it wrong. Like I remember it as, oh, he, you know, Palpatine is not that he's like really debilitated, and it looks like Mace Windu is the bad guy, and that's why Anakin comes in and tries to protect him.
Oh
No,
no, he comes in earlier.
Palpatine starts using the Force lightning on Mace Windu, and Mace Windu is reflecting it back at him with his lightsaber for a good stretch before Anakin attempts to intervene on Palpatine's behalf. And he only intervenes on Palpatine's behalf because Palpatine's like, oh, I'm weak, I'm weak. And he intervenes, he cuts off Mace Windu's hand, Mace Windu falls, loses his balance, falls out the window. And Palpatine, well, he doesn't fall out the window immediately. Palpatine starts using Force Lightning on him again, and he's screaming, absolute unlimited power. It's like, hello. Hello, Anakin. You know that this guy is bad, like bad, bad. You know it at this point.
You should.
Why on earth would you be like, yes, be my master? I mean, that's just dumb. And then you go and like kill all these kids for no fucking reason. I mean, it's like, it's insane. It is just insane. Killing younglings, terrible. Executive Order 66, while it is as a plan, interesting. I think all of the emotional elements of that are carried not by the visuals, although they try to make that visually interesting. It's the music, it's John Williams carrying it. The only Sith deal with the absolute thing. Dumb. C-3PO is a pilot in other continuity error. I mean, he's afraid of flying in practically everything we see him in. But for whatever reason, in this one movie, he's flying spacecraft, really? And Padme dying. I think we've kind of beaten this, but I just feel like Padme giving up is poor. After watching this, I do think, as far as moving the plot toward where we need to be for the original trilogy, this is probably a better movie than Attack of the Clones. But both of them have significant weaknesses. And it makes it a tough call when you're talking about ranking.
Yeah, I think that it's above Attack of the Clones. Well, I mean, I think it's above Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, I
So
think so
right
too.
now, that's all the ranking that we need to worry about because
Yeah.
we made our predictions last episode, and that's subject to change.
Yeah, but right now it's 3-2-1. That's the way this goes in the prequels. We are going to be talking about the original trilogy coming up soon. We are excited about this because this should contain favorites. To our recollection. And
Good one, yes.
we do hope that you join us and